Mitzach Negam Parabeis Mishnah Beis Ein Roam Hanegam B'Shacharis Ubein Harbayim. A coin that sees a nega, whether the nega is on a person or in a house or on a beged, he shall not look at that nega in the early morning hours, nor in the late afternoon, early evening hours, as the light is insufficient during those times. But lo b'toch habayim, nor should he look at the nega inside a house. So the light is insufficient inside a house. Of course, a nega that is on a house, he has no choice but to look at the nega inside the house. Just you have to open the windows in that case to bring in a little more light. Below b'yom hamuna, nor should the coin look at a nega on a cloudy day. Again, it would be insufficient light on a cloudy day. You should wait until the next day to see the nega. With b'shakan near as ava, during these times that are mentioned, even a dark nega would look bright. Since the light is insufficient, a dark nega looks brighter during those times. Below b'tzarayim l'fisha aza nireth kea. Nor should he see a nega at midday, because at midday there's very bright light, and even a bright nega would look darker at midday because of the blinding light. Amasai roin. So when should a coin see a nega? B'shalosh b'arba u'b'chamesh. The third hour of the day, the fourth hour of the day, and the fifth hour of the day. Before the third hour of the day, it's early morning, there's insufficient light. And after the fifth hour of the day, during the sixth hour, the light is too bright. Uvesheva, uveshmona, uvetesha, divrei Rabbi Meir. So too, the Koran could look at the nega in the seventh hour of the day. The seventh hour of the day, the light is not as bright, so he can see the nega at that time. And so too, he can see the nega at the eighth hour and ninth hour of the day. This is according to Rabbi Meir. But after the ninth hour of the day, the light is insufficient for him to see the nega. He would have to wait until the next day. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer ba'arba b'chamesh b'shmona uvetesha. Rabbi Yehuda said the only time the coin should see a nega is in the fourth hour and fifth hour of the day. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, before the fourth hour of the day, the light is insufficient. And Rabbi Yehuda also holds that the sixth hour and the seventh hour of the day, the light is too bright for him to see a nega. Even in the seventh hour of the day, the light is very bright. And then he can see the nega again in the eighth and ninth hour, but after the ninth hour, the light is insufficient for him to see a nega. He would wait until the next day. Mesachas Nagon Parabeis Mishnah Gimel Koin Hasuma Ba'achas Me'eno. A coin that is blind in one of his eyes. O Shakaha Ma'or Eno. Lo Yiras Nagon Shanema L'cho Mare Eine HaKoin. Or, if his eyesight has become dull, he can't see as well as he used to. He should not see Nagon because the Pasuk says L'cho Mare Eine HaKoin, that the nega should be seen to the entire appearance of the eyes of a Koin. And so the eyes in plural, so therefore, if he's blinded in one eye, he would no longer have the ability to see a nega. And so too, if he has the sight in both eyes, but his eyesight is not very good, that also would not be considered a l'chol mara any akon, so therefore he no longer can see a nega. Bayis ha'afo ain't poskumbo chalonos liros et nega. A nega that appears in a house, if the house is a dark house, meaning it does not have windows, so the coin cannot look at the nega in a dark house without windows, since there's insufficient light. And we would not go ahead and make windows for this house in order to allow the coin to see the nega, as you're not obligated to do that. Instead, the nega would not be mitame the house, since at the time the nega appeared in the house, there was no windows. We don't have to go ahead and make windows for the house to allow the coin to see the nega. Instead, the house would be tarred.